another safety-driven podcast. This is part 6 in a series of 8 podcasts that discuss the elements of a safety program. This podcast discusses emergency preparations.
It all seems too simple, so I don't think I really understand what I need to do to be prepared for an emergency.
Well, you need to develop an emergency response plan for any general or specific emergencies that could potentially occur in your operation. You need training in that plan and any variations that address the different types of emergencies. And you need to hold drills that will test that plan.
So what kind of emergencies do I need to plan for?
Well, you could have all kinds, but generally you break them down into two sorts of types or two groups. Those that are handled with an internal response plan, for example, having first aid respond to an injury. And then those that would require external support, such as police or fire departments, the sort of thing you might see, for example, earthquake or, as I said, fire.
What are things I need to include in my plan?
Well, a good internal first aid response is needed that assigns responsibility for summoning medical aid as required. External emergencies are things like fires or earthquakes, and they'll require an evacuation plan and a marshalling point for staff.
What are some of the common mistakes made when implementing emergency plan?
After making your emergency response plan, it needs to be tested. It's important to hold a drill to see where the plan can be improved, or if it's not going to work in certain situations. And of course, don't forget to document both the plan elements and any drills or other tests you make.
Where should I get started on making a plan?
Before any planning can be done, you need to understand where you are vulnerable. Start by looking at your operations to see where you have high hazard areas. Also, consider the impact of natural hazards such as earthquakes or extreme weather, prolonged power outages, and so on. A little planning for the possible can turn a disaster into an inconvenience. This has been an overview of emergency preparations. The next part in this series discusses safety program administration. If you have any questions on this or any safety topic, contact a safety advisor at ohadvisor@safetydriven.ca or check the resources at www.safetydriven.ca. Safety Driven, driven to improve safety.